Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor once again from Glasshouse Country, Mullaney News and The Sentinel. Another big weekend across Glasshouse Country with the launch of the Curated Plate. There are quite a few events across Glasshouse Country at Yanella Farm, a Mad Hatter's party and a long lunch that had to brave some pretty wet weather on Saturday. We've got some great pictures from those two events, as well as talking about what's coming up over the next couple of weeks as well. Sunshine Coast Council will invite 10,000 households to take part in a new Citizens Panel initiative. This is designed to take everyday people, and bring them into the centre of civic decision making. So it's council just trying to bring the public in and get people involved in some pretty big decisions that make a big difference to our lives across the Sunshine Coast Council region. We've also got the story about the new Glasshouse Country Chamber of Commerce Committee that was elected on Wednesday. The new president is Crest Marketing owner Naomi Pierce, and we talked to her about what her plans are for the organisation over the next 12 months. So keep an eye out for that. And a development application has been lodged to extend existing land uses at the Chen Resig Institute in Udlow. We've got a big picture of what they're planning at the Chen Resig Institute in this week's Glasshouse Country Mullaney News. So keep an eye out for that as well. Over at the Sentinel, we've talked to a young lady, an 18-year-old Pani Kara, I hope I've got that pronunciation right, who won Miss Legacy Australia in Sydney a week ago. She's a young girl who's done some amazing things and has huge plans as well. She's writing books and distributing them to young kids over in India and is taking the world by storm in such a wonderful way. So we talked to her about her future goals there as well. In council news, we've got City of Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery calling on the state government to immediately fund and build more crisis accommodation in the City of Moreton Bay. Homelessness is such a huge issue. We talk about what he wants here from the state government. We're also out at the Kilcoy Show. We've got plenty of pictures from the weekend there. The wet weather proved a little bit of a challenge, but still had a fun time by all. So plenty across Glasshouse Country, Mullaney News and The Sentinel. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Mitch on 101.5. See you next week.